Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has described help from Iran and Russia as vital in the fight against a surprise rebel offensive. The Iranian foreign minister has held talks with Mr. Assad in Damascus as a show of support. A coalition of groups has made large gains in the north, seizing control of Syria's second city, Aleppo. Our correspondent Lina Sinjab describes the humanitarian situation in Syria.
The attacks the regime is conducting in rebel-controlled areas is actually targeting civilians. Everyone is wondering what's going to happen next. They don't want to hold up hopes that there will be a chance for them to come back safely to Syria. And for those who are loyalists to Assad, they don't know if the president's forces have withdrawn and handed over Aleppo. They feel this is a betrayal. There are lots of questions being raised, and I think only the days to come will give us a clarification of what's really happening.
Anti-government protesters have been clashing with riot police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. It's the fourth consecutive night of protests in Georgia, which were triggered by the Prime Minister's announcement on Thursday that he would suspend the country's bid to join the EU. These protesters explained why they'd taken to the streets.
I'm here for a very simple reason, to defend my European future and the democracy of my country. We've attended elections, and it was clearly rigged, and we've done everything in our power so far to show that we desire a European future. So right now, we're going to defend ourselves, our country, our people, and most importantly, our future.
We don't want to be part of Russia. We want to be part of Europe, and we belong to Europe.
The chief executive of the global car group Stellantis, owner of brands such as Chrysler, Jeep and Fiat, has resigned. The company said Carlos Tavares had stepped down with immediate effect. It did not give a reason, but the company has suffered a steep decline in profits this year. Here's our business correspondent, Theo Leggett.
Carlos Tavares had a reputation as a ruthless cost cutter, first at the French group PSA, then following its merger with Fiat Chrysler in 2021 at Stellantis. Initially, that merger went well, with the combined group producing a profit of 18.6 billion euros last year. But since then, Stellantis has struggled. In North America, dealers found themselves unable to clear a backlog of models that customers simply didn't want to buy. In Europe, like other manufacturers, it's been hit by competition from Chinese brands and difficulty selling electric cars.
Police in Ecuador say gunmen have killed 10 people in a rural property in the southwest of the country. The victims were foreign nationals who weren't in the area for long. Officials believe the attack is linked to a surge in drug-related violence. World News from the BBC. Reports from Guinea say dozens of people have been killed in a crush that followed clashes at a football match. Police at the stadium in Zerekore, Guinea's second largest city, fired tear gas at supporters of a visiting team. They had thrown stones and invaded the pitch after the referee awarded a penalty to the home side in the final minutes of the game. Environmental campaigners have reacted with dismay after some oil-producing countries scuppered plans to draw up a treaty to limit global plastic pollution. The oil producers at a summit in South Korea called for the focus to be on managing waste rather than limiting plastics production. Eirik Lindesbauer from the Worldwide Fund for Nature was at the talks in Busan. He described the outcome as a huge blow.
The meeting saw really vast majority of countries uniting around globally binding measures and at the end only to see that being stopped by few countries and the need for consensus. It's obviously very serious in terms of the lack, the failure to address the plastic pollution crisis because we can't really wait to stop plastic pollution.
Partial results for Romania's parliamentary election show the incumbent pro-Western Social Democrats are on track to win the most votes. With half of the ballots counted, the party has 24% of the votes. The far-right Alliance for Uniting Romanians is in second place. That vote is now subject to a legal challenge, with all ballots being recounted over allegations of fraud. The publisher Oxford University Press has announced that its word or phrase of the year is brain rot. It describes a supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, particularly as a result of overconsumption of material that's considered trivial, such as scrolling on social media. That's the latest BBC News.